David Cross first discovered the Appalachian dulcimer when he was a school teacher in search of a musical instrument that would be easy for his students to learn to play. The fretted string instrument lies in your lap so beginners can see where to put their fingers. And there are only three strings, with two called drone strings, that always stay the same.
And I play the melody on just one string. So I can take my one little finger and slide it up and down the string. The drones don't have to be fingered at all.
Cross started to build simple dulcimers to use with his students, then thought, why not let kids make their own?
Which music teachers will tell you is a great source of interest for fifth grade boys who otherwise might be getting disenchanted with general music.
In 1980, Cross founded Backyard Music. The company is now the nation's major provider of cardboard soundbox dulcimer kits to the music education market. That's right. In an effort to keep them as affordable as possible, the instrument's soundbox is made of cardboard. Dulcimer kits come with most everything you need to make your own.
You get a piece of wood, and you get three tuning gears, and you get some strings. You get a pick. You get a noder, which is a stick you can use to slide along the strings if you want to play in the old back porch style.
There are also directions on how to assemble the instruments and a booklet for beginners called Meet the Friendly Dulcimer. Cross has since moved on and works now with a large consulting firm, but Backyard Music remains his sideline business. He partners with wood carvers in Nicaragua who provide the mahogany fretboards. A subcontractor in Willimantic ships out the kits to schools, camps, and elder hostels across the U.S. A basic dulcimer kit sells for $50, but there are special prices for schools and groups. The company sells about 2,000 kits a year and has sold more than 30,000 since Backyard Music began.
Let's just start with scales. One, two, ready, go.
At the Middle School of Plainville, teacher Laurel Schwartz is using the dulcimers in a music class for 12 and 13-year-olds.
I want my students to be able to compose, arrange music, improvise, all the really hard skills in music. The dulcimer is so easy to play that they can start doing those activities, the hard, high-order thinking, skilled activities, by class three.
Today, the students are learning how to play along with a pop tune they all know by the group called Imagine Dragons.
Three, four, wait, four.
Year-old Marley says she likes to try out her own original musical ideas on the dulcimer.
She lets us kind of like do our own thing, so you don't have to just do what's on the paper, but you get to like improvise with it.
Teacher Laurel Schwartz says that's only possible for beginners because the dulcimer technique is so easy to master.
If I was on a guitar or piano, it takes far longer for me to get the children to that same level of playing competency.
Sarah Heath teaches music at the Foot School in New Haven. She says the dulcimer is a great way to introduce students to traditional American folk music and to the joy of making music together.
You haven't heard lots of people play it. You don't start out with a mindset that you can't do it. Playing music together, sitting on a porch, I'm trying to bring that back into our lives.
And the dulcimers really last. Again, founder David Cross.
I've had teachers say, oh, I've had this classroom set for 25 years. It's about time to replace the cardboard. And you just rip the fretboard off and you get a wet sponge and you soften up the glue and scrape it off with a kitchen knife and glue it down on a new soundbox.
Backyard Music dulcimer kits have been so successful that the company has expanded and now also offers make your own harps and make your own banjos. Diane Orson, WNPR News.